Well, I'm sorry, it's just me here. Mom is out with my dad doing some RVing in Colorado, driving around dangerous roads, taking grainy, low-res videos of bears. And even my mom has a podcast. Hi, I'm former Rhinestone Cowboy Von Fry. Joining me is nobody. Yeah, so how are we doing? We are now in June. We're about in the middle of June right now. Everything's going okay. I think mom will be alive and available to pod with you next week if she's not so tired she has to rest for a week, which, let's cross our fingers on that. With all of this said, how about we go ahead and get into the news? I see this news story. Private equity firm Rourke Capital has bought Dave's Hot Chicken. Dave's Hot Chicken, not in my area, has the goofiest logo I've ever seen. Some kind of chicken with a mohawk. I'm assuming this might be a rooster. It's screaming. It looks incredibly disturbing. This is a rather new fast food joint. I guess it's in the chicken sandwich wars, and this is one of the latest combatants, only founded in 2017. So I don't like these private equity firms. A lot of times they just rent out the land. They like absorb the land and then rent it out to the franchise owner, and it's a terrible mess, and they drive things out of business while finding ways to make money in the process. It's a shame that we've found ways to be more effective making money by destroying a business, but there are ways to go about it, and somehow this remains legal. Now, I think that this firm owns Subway, and maybe Subway can't enter that chicken sandwich space to compete head-to-head with Popeyes, Chick-fil-A, KFC, and whatever effort McDonald's is trying to do at the moment. We actually have a chicken sandwich place local. They have two locations, Houston, well, several around the Houston area, and then Derby, Kansas, simply because the nephew of the founder lives in Derby, so let's start one in Derby. It's called Waffle Bus. I've eaten there a few times. Pretty darn good. Their signature dish, it's like a chicken sandwich, but with a waffle for the bread, and I got the half sandwich the other day, and this was the most epic piece of chicken ever. So huge, I don't know why this didn't qualify as like a full waffle sandwich, but boy, it was really good. And if they expand, you might want to take a look at them. In other news, I picked up the Nintendo Switch 2, and it's pretty amazing. There is a game on there called Mario Kart World, and everybody fears the blue shell. If you're in first place, the blue shell just starts running about, knocking all these people in front of the user who's near last. It seems to be the only way you can trigger a blue shell to appear in an item box. And it is about guaranteed to hit first place. Now, first place has so little way to dodge this. But there is a new feature that allows you to rewind even during online play. Yes, your opponents continue and you go backwards, but this could prevent you from spinning out due to the blue shell by going back in time. Got to go back in time and then catching up. Now, you maintain your momentum. I don't feel like this is negating the blue shell entirely or doing any less damage to you. Sometimes you can recover from spinning quicker than others, it seems. Maybe it's dependent on the driver and the vehicle. But yes, there is now a way to handle the blue shell. And in the knockout tour mode, which is just outstanding, 6 interconnected races. You even drive between the courses and it feels like one big race. You don't feel like, oh, now we're in the boring procedurally generated, they had to put a highway here. No, it feels amazing. And it gets whittled down. 24 racers at the starting grid. You got to make the cut of 20. And then it goes like cut of 16. And before you know it, it's just you, 4 guys, and you're trying to get first place. And here comes that blue turtle shell. And the only time I've managed to actually win knockout tour, and I've done like 50 races of this, is because the blue turtle shell knocked out the guy in front of me. So there is such a fear of the blue turtle shell. You kind of need to sit in second and then try to work a scheme to get forward. So yeah, I'm dropping some gaming tips for you. It appears as though Trump is giving some okay clearance for flying cars. Now, initially I thought flying cars might work if they're entirely autonomous. There's no way we're going to let people fly cars. It's like having, you know, license to drive a missile, okay? A missile in the sky, whereas now we do have people using cars as vehicular weapons. It could only get worse if they're flying faster even, right? So fully autonomous might work. And then I'm thinking, imagine how often your phone just kind of freezes, your computer crashes, freezes, goes slower. If you're relying on a flying vehicle that is computer driven and it is 2 years old, there could be a hiccup. Maybe there's a hiccup in a brand new one. Maybe it didn't get that day one patch they didn't realize they needed to have out there just yet. Maybe there was a gaffe somewhere. I don't think that we can design these programs and the computers to be reliable enough for this to work. It won't work because every once in a while, and quite frequently, something will freeze. And if anything freezes in the sky, you're dead. Cars will fall from the sky all the time. And yes, cars crash on the road, but you can get a flat tire and survive it. This could be so much worse. I don't think we'll ever actually see the promise of the Jetsons. Also, I don't know what the latest is on this, but it looks like Donald Trump is squaring off with Elon Musk. Elon's strategy is a unique one here. He upset a bunch of liberals who were buying his cars for being green by siding with Donald Trump. And now he has seemingly turned his back on Trump because he wants to okay a deal that stops the subsidies for his electric vehicles. Did I say flying cars? I hope I didn't. I'm not going to erase it if I did. But yeah, so now he wants to upset the conservatives that are, you know, Trump for life. And now who's left to buy his cars? It'll be interesting how that pans out. In other car-esque news, Apple has released a trailer for their upcoming F1 movie starring Brad Pitt, who is, oh gosh, 3 times older than some of these drivers in F1. Yeah, easily 3 times, right? So the F1 field, very competitive. I guess he's kind of doing this in a, I want to be the next, what's the guy? Newman, right? Not Newman from Seinfeld, but the Newman who has the salad dressing. Yeah, that guy. Oh yeah, now if I do the car stuff, then my watch will be worth a whole ton of money. You know, my memorabilia will be worth a bunch. Maybe there's some kind of play like that in the long run. It looks visually impressive. It's from the director of Tron Legacy, which did vehicle stuff pretty good, even without real vehicles. He also did Top Gun Maverick, which I think as time goes on, we will fade on Top Gun Maverick. See that it is potentially dangerously nostalgic and derivative, relying way too much on the member berries. And some of the effects don't really work. And now, look, they go around flying the real stuff, but they then don't actually have an F-14, so then they have to digitally composite the F-14 body over the plane they are flying. And when you start messing with things, it's like, why didn't we just do this in computer to begin with? You know, we've pulled too much out of this. It doesn't look real. So, yeah, you may in time sour to Top Gun Maverick. But, yes, this trailer, when viewed on the iPhone, has force feedback. So it rumbles with your phone. Now, I learned a thing or two in the last week about force feedback, rumble functionalities, haptic feedback, vibration, okay? Nobody is doing it as well as Nintendo right now. Now, look, I'm an Xbox lifer over here. I'm recently converted from Xbox to Nintendo Switch 2. And Xbox has the vibration in the controls, and you have the wireless Elite Series 2 controller, and it's nice and comfortable. It's a bit heavy, but the battery seems to last forever. You never get a low battery warning, and you get a lot of vibration. And vibration feedback in that is just intensity. It is loud and harsh, and if you have a mic and a headset, people are like, well, you got to turn that down. You're bothering everybody. On the Nintendo Switch 2, they have what they call HD Rumble 2. And it changes the game. When you start up Mario Kart, you feel like an engine is starting in your hand. When you go through the welcome tour glorified tech demo you have to actually pay $10 for, but I will actually tell you, it's worth it. You learn that the fine-tuned rumble functionality in this, which is not an offset weight spinning around, it is actually pistons pumping with magnetics. Is it magnetics or is it just magnets? Am I trying to sound too smart over here? It can be so finely tuned, it can make sounds without a speaker. It can sound like Mario collecting coins and then earning a one-up. It's pretty outstanding. There are tech demos in there that are just blowing my mind. You're holding maracas. And I'm gonna run my mom through this. Maybe we'll get like a little viral video going here, but try to do this blindfold with her. You select the maracas, you got like beads in one hand, like on your left hand. Then you have like a rubber bouncy ball in your right hand. And you shake the Joy-Con 2 around, and the HD Rumble 2 simulates so well what is inside that maraca. You can feel the ball spinning around. You can feel each of these beads, these ball bearings, like shaking, the beans, whatever they put in maracas. If you didn't know any better and you did this blindfold, you might actually think you are holding maracas. Not an experience you can get on a PC, on a PlayStation 5, on an Xbox Series X. It's unique to the Nintendo Switch 2. In movie news, I guess the F1 thing was movie news. We kind of transitioned car movie, flying car, right? So it looks like we're getting a new Spaceballs, and it says it's going to be in theaters only. That's what you want to see. That is we have some faith in this product. People will go to the theater to see it instead of sequestering it on some streaming service. Mel Brooks has done this recently, bringing back History of the World, I guess part 2, but as a miniseries. I think it's a Hulu miniseries. And it's like, not really a sequel. And, you know, a lot of different faces here. Mel Brooks will return as Yogurt. Supposedly, Bill Pullman, even Rick Moranis, who won't even do a Ghostbusters, is back. I guess as Dark Helmet. But they're also going to get Lewis Pullman in here. He's going to be, what was Bill Pullman's name in there? It wasn't Star-Lord, but what are they going to do about Mog? You know, John Candy. And there's going to be a few people that can't really make it. You know what I'm saying? But we could be dusting off 100-year-old Mel Brooks. I think they need to shoot this ASAP just in case. He's at 98 years old as of the moment. Seems to be going strong enough. I think he can do this, but man, you got to be a little concerned. Like, I'm always trying to predict the death of William Daniels, Mr. Feeny, Kit from Knight Rider. The guy is 98, but he's not going down because his wife is still with him and she's 95. So as soon as one goes, then you're like, okay, now it's time. It's time to check out. But as long as both of them are up, yeah, there's just no end in sight, right? Like, you got to keep going. That my fitness routine has been so finely tuned. I do one exercise, guys, 40 pull-ups in a set, and then I'm pretty much good to go. As long as I can always do 40 pull-ups each day, what's to stop me from ever doing 40 pull-ups? So, I mean, it's something to think about. If you can always do the exercise, then you're always at that peak. Like, and it's the perfect exercise because it's like you can't get too heavy and keep doing 40 pull-ups. It maintains, okay? It's only an arm exercise. You're only working your lats. Whatever. Everything else has to be in check or this won't work. So it's something to think about. As we then segue into sports, we got game 4 of the NBA Finals tonight. My Thunder are not performing up to expectations. Despite being down a game in the series, they are still a favorite to win it, which is pretty astonishing. I believe that at the start of the series, you had to bet $750 to win $100 on the Thunder. And now you bet $250 to win $100. I probably shouldn't be giving out gambling advice, but does it not sound like you would be better off betting on the Pacers? They're up a game. They're still in Indiana. They could go up two games. This could be really bad for the Thunder. Thunder in 5 is definitely not happening, despite whatever memes you want to get going with Shannon Sharp. I have to blame the coach, Mark Dagnall, probably saying that wrong, don't care. He pulled this crap last year. Oh, wouldn't it be cool if we did something like the death lineup from the Warriors? I'm not talking about the 79 film, the Warriors. I'm talking about the Golden State Warriors. That works when you have three-point shooting gods on your team, and you do not, sir. Oh, yeah. So how do we do this? Well, why don't we bench our best rebounders and see what happens? If Isaiah Hartenstein does not start for the Thunder tonight, Mark Dagno should be fired at the half, and I will replace him pro bono, and he can have my ring. Bye-bye now.